The Secrets of Power Negotiating, Inside Secrets from a Master Negotiator. By Roger Dawson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Secrets of Power Negotiating, Inside Secrets from a Master Negotiator by Roger Dawson is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to become successful negotiators. The book is divided into three parts. The first part covers the basics of negotiation, including the importance of preparation, the different types of negotiation, and the importance of understanding the other party's interests. The second part focuses on the actual negotiation process, including how to use the power of persuasion, how to handle difficult situations, and how to close the deal. The third part provides readers with a variety of strategies and tactics to help them become successful negotiators. The book begins by discussing the importance of preparation. It explains that the more prepared a negotiator is, the better the outcome of the negotiation. It also covers the different types of negotiation, such as distributive, integrative, and collaborative. It then goes on to discuss the importance of understanding the other party's interests and how to use this knowledge to your advantage. The second part of the book focuses on the actual negotiation process. It explains how to use the power of persuasion to get what you want, how to handle difficult situations, and how to close the deal. It also provides readers with a variety of strategies and tactics to help them become successful negotiators. These include the use of deadlines, the use of leverage, and the use of alternative dispute resolution. The book concludes by discussing the importance of follow-up and how to use the lessons learned from the negotiation process to improve future negotiations. It also provides readers with a variety of resources to help them become better negotiators. The Secrets of Power Negotiating, Inside Secrets from a Master Negotiator by Roger Dawson is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to become successful negotiators and provides a variety of strategies and tactics to help them become successful negotiators. It is an essential guide for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the other side. It is important to understand the other side's interests, needs, and goals in order to be successful in negotiations. Knowing the other side's motivations and objectives can help you craft a deal that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number two. Prepare thoroughly. Preparation is key to successful negotiations. Research the other side, understand the issues, and develop a strategy for the negotiation. This will help you be more confident and effective in the negotiation process. Main idea number three. Set goals. Before entering into negotiations, it is important to set goals for yourself. This will help you stay focused and ensure that you are working towards a successful outcome. Main idea number four. Listen. Listening is an important part of negotiations. Pay attention to the other side's words and body language to gain insight into their interests and objectives. Main idea number five. Ask questions. Asking questions is a great way to gain information and insight into the other side's interests and objectives. This can help you craft a deal that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number six. Make the first offer. Making the first offer can give you an advantage in negotiations. It can help you set the tone and establish the parameters of the negotiation. Main idea number seven. Use silence. Silence can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can help you gain insight into the other side's interests and objectives, and can also help you gain leverage in the negotiation process. Main idea number 8. Be flexible. Being flexible and open to different solutions can help you reach a successful outcome in negotiations. It is important to be willing to compromise and adjust your position if necessary. Main idea number 9. Know when to walk away. Knowing when to walk away is an important part of negotiations. If the other side is not willing to compromise or if the deal is not beneficial to you, it is important to be willing to walk away. Main idea number 10. Use leverage. Leverage can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can help you gain an advantage and increase your chances of reaching a successful outcome. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the other side is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to take the time to research the other party's interests, needs, and goals before entering into negotiations. This will help you to craft a deal that is beneficial to both parties. Knowing the other side's motivations and objectives can help you to anticipate their reactions and create a win-win situation. It is also important to be aware of the other side's potential objections and be prepared to address them. By understanding the other side's interests, needs, and goals, you can create a deal that is beneficial to both parties and ensure a successful negotiation. Main idea number 2. Preparing thoroughly for a negotiation is essential for achieving a successful outcome. Doing research on the other side, understanding the issues at hand, and developing a strategy for the negotiation are all important steps in the process. By taking the time to prepare, you will be more confident and effective in the negotiation process. Researching the other side is important to understand their interests and objectives. Knowing what they want and what they are willing to give up can help you develop a strategy that meets both parties' needs. Additionally, understanding the issues at hand will help you anticipate potential problems and develop solutions. Developing a strategy for the negotiation is also important. This strategy should include your goals and objectives, as well as the tactics you will use to achieve them. It should also include a plan for how to handle any potential problems that may arise. By taking the time to prepare thoroughly for a negotiation, you will be more confident and effective in the process. This will help you achieve a successful outcome that meets both parties' needs. Main idea number 3. Setting goals before entering into negotiations is an important step in ensuring a successful outcome. It is important to take the time to think about what you want to achieve from the negotiation and to set realistic goals that you can work towards. This will help you stay focused and ensure that you are working towards a successful outcome. When setting goals, it is important to consider both short-term and long-term objectives. Short-term goals should be achievable within the negotiation process, while long-term goals should be more ambitious and focus on the overall outcome of the negotiation. It is also important to consider the interests of all parties involved in the negotiation and to ensure that your goals are realistic and achievable. By setting goals before entering into negotiations, you will be better prepared to negotiate and will be more likely to achieve a successful outcome. It is important to remember that negotiations are a process and that it is important to remain flexible and open to compromise. By setting goals, you will be able to stay focused and ensure that you are working towards a successful outcome. Main idea number 4. Listening is an essential part of successful negotiations. It is important to pay attention to the other party's words and body language in order to gain insight into their interests and objectives. Listening carefully can help you understand the other party's needs and wants, and can help you craft a solution that meets both parties' needs. It is also important to listen for any potential areas of disagreement or conflict, so that you can address them before they become an issue. Listening can also help you build trust and rapport with the other party, which can help the negotiation process go more smoothly. Finally, listening can help you identify any potential areas of compromise or agreement, which can help you reach a successful outcome. In order to be an effective listener, it is important to be open-minded and non-judgmental. It is also important to be patient and to allow the other party to fully express their thoughts and feelings. Additionally, it is important to be aware of any potential biases or preconceived notions that you may have, and to be willing to set them aside in order to truly listen to the other party. Finally, it is important to be respectful and to avoid interrupting or speaking over the other party. By actively listening during negotiations, you can gain valuable insight into the other party's interests and objectives, and can help ensure that the negotiation process is successful. Main idea number 5. Asking questions is a powerful tool in the negotiation process. It can help you gain a better understanding of the other side's interests and objectives, and can help you craft a deal that is beneficial to both parties. Questions can also help you uncover hidden information that can be used to your advantage. For example, you might ask questions about the other side's budget, timeline, or other constraints that could be used to your benefit. Additionally, asking questions can help you build rapport with the other party, which can help create a more positive atmosphere for the negotiation. Ultimately, asking questions can help you gain the upper hand in the negotiation process and help you reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 6. Making the first offer can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can help you set the tone and establish the parameters of the negotiation. By making the first offer, you can demonstrate your confidence and knowledge of the situation. You can also use the first offer to set the stage for further negotiation. By making a reasonable offer, you can create an atmosphere of cooperation and trust. This can help you reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. When making the first offer, it is important to be realistic and reasonable. You should consider the other party's interests and needs, as well as your own. You should also be prepared to negotiate and make concessions if necessary. By making a reasonable offer, you can create an atmosphere of cooperation and trust. This can help you reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Making the first offer can also be a way to gain leverage in negotiations. By making a reasonable offer, you can demonstrate your knowledge and confidence. This can help you gain the upper hand in negotiations. Additionally, by making the first offer, you can set the stage for further negotiation. This can help you reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Making the first offer can be a powerful tool in negotiations. By making a reasonable offer, you can demonstrate your knowledge and confidence. This can help you gain the upper hand in negotiations. Additionally, by making the first offer, you can set the stage for further negotiation. This can help you reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 7. Silence can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can help you gain insight into the other side's interests and objectives, and can also help you gain leverage in the negotiation process. By remaining silent, you can force the other party to make the first move and reveal their true intentions. This can be especially useful when the other party is trying to pressure you into making a decision. By remaining silent, you can take the time to think through the situation and make a more informed decision. Silence can also be used to create an atmosphere of tension and uncertainty. This can be beneficial if you are trying to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. By remaining silent, you can make the other party feel uncomfortable and uncertain, which can lead them to make concessions or agree to terms that are more favorable to you. Additionally, silence can be used to signal that you are not willing to compromise on certain issues, which can help you gain leverage in the negotiation process. Finally, silence can be used to demonstrate respect for the other party. By remaining silent, you can show that you are listening to their concerns and taking them seriously. This can help build trust and create a more positive atmosphere for the negotiation process. Main idea number 8. Being flexible is an essential part of successful negotiations. It is important to be open to different solutions and to be willing to compromise and adjust your position if necessary. This can help you reach a successful outcome in negotiations, as it allows you to find a middle ground that both parties can agree on. Being flexible also allows you to be creative and come up with innovative solutions that may not have been considered before. It is important to remember that negotiations are a two-way street and that both parties need to be willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. When negotiating, it is important to remain open-minded and to be willing to listen to the other party's point of view. This can help you understand their needs and interests, which can then be used to come up with a mutually beneficial solution. It is also important to be willing to make concessions and to be willing to adjust your position if necessary. This can help you reach a successful outcome in negotiations, as it allows both parties to find a middle ground that they can both agree on. Being flexible and open to different solutions can help you reach a successful outcome in negotiations. It is important to be willing to compromise and adjust your position if necessary. This can help you find a middle ground that both parties can agree on, and can also help you come up with innovative solutions that may not have been considered before. Being flexible is an essential part of successful negotiations, and it is important to remember that negotiations are a two-way street and that both parties need to be willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. Main idea number 9. Knowing when to walk away is an essential part of successful negotiations. It is important to recognize when a deal is not beneficial to you, or when the other side is not willing to compromise. In these cases, it is best to be willing to walk away from the negotiation. This can be difficult, as it can be tempting to try to salvage a deal even when it is not in your best interest. However, it is important to remember that walking away is sometimes the best option. When walking away from a negotiation, it is important to do so in a respectful manner. This will help to maintain a good relationship with the other party, and may even open the door for future negotiations. It is also important to remember that walking away does not necessarily mean the end of the negotiation. It may be possible to come back to the table at a later date and reach an agreement. Knowing when to walk away is an important skill for any negotiator. It is important to be able to recognize when a deal is not beneficial to you, and to be willing to walk away if necessary. This can be difficult, but it is an essential part of successful negotiations. Main idea number 10. Leverage is a powerful tool in negotiations that can help you gain an advantage and increase your chances of reaching a successful outcome. It involves using the resources and assets you have to your advantage in order to gain a better position in the negotiation. This could include using your knowledge of the situation, your relationships with the other party, or even your financial resources. By leveraging these resources, you can gain an edge in the negotiation and increase your chances of getting the outcome you want. When using leverage in negotiations, it is important to be strategic and use it in a way that is beneficial to both parties. For example, if you have a strong relationship with the other party, you can use that to your advantage by offering to help them out in some way. This could be in the form of providing them with information or resources that they need, or even offering to help them out in some other way. By doing this, you can create a win-win situation where both parties benefit from the negotiation. Leverage can also be used to gain an advantage in negotiations by using your financial resources. For example, if you have access to a large amount of capital, you can use this to your advantage by offering to pay more for the goods or services you are negotiating for. This can give you an edge in the negotiation and increase your chances of getting the outcome you want. Leverage is a powerful tool in negotiations and can be used to gain an advantage and increase your chances of reaching a successful outcome. By using your resources and assets strategically, you can create a win-win situation and increase your chances of getting the outcome you want. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.